Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Scattered rain across our areas. Some of this is heavy. We're going to talk about the timeline for the rain and how much more we'll see.
It's going to be a wet commute this morning because of all that rain Elizabeth just mentioned. Meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the WRAL Storm Tracker monitoring the road conditions for us.
We're using that time, making the best use of every moment of that time to locate the vessel.
And those rescue crews are racing against time to try to find a submersible that disappeared while touring wreckage of the Titanic. Straight ahead, we hear from a former crew member about what the people on board could possibly be experiencing.
And a change could be coming to Raleigh's skyline, but not everyone is in support of that. What's expected today during a controversial vote over Shaw University's rezoning proposal. Lots to get to here in the 8 o'clock hour on Fox 15. We always appreciate your time. I'm Ken Smith.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Tuesday. Here's some good things started. It's cloudy, it's gray, it's rainy in some parts. We've had harder in some other areas. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. If you're underneath some of this, you'll know it's coming.
Absolutely. So you can take a look here at the wide view and you can see there are a lot of places where it isn't raining right now, but where it is raining, it's heavy. We just have these little pockets where the rain is heavy. We haven't really had thunder or lightning this morning. We're seeing some of that back into the foothills, and we are likely to see a bit of that later today, but I don't think we'll see the kind of wind damage that we saw yesterday. We had a couple of trees down in, around Durham and Chapel Hill yesterday. Speaking of Durham and Chapel Hill, we do have this latest band that's lifting right across Durham and Hillsborough. That's headed on up into parts of Granville and Person counties, but we started to quiet back down again around Morrisville and Chapel Hill. Here comes the next wave out of the south. Hope Mills, Fayetteville, Autryville, Roseboro, Wade, seeing some of that rain. And now we're beginning to see a few more cells on the leading edge of that pop up. We're seeing rain in Lillington, over toward Four Oaks and around Holly Springs and Fuquay Varina. So plenty of that rain out there. Here's a look at Futurecast, and it just continues to redevelop all day long. You can see it becomes a little heavier, potentially mid to late afternoon. Looks like it's going to be a very messy evening commute for us. From time to time, we'll have some breaks in the precipitation, certainly, but we'll continue to see this all the way through Friday. Here's a look at RDU. That last band has passed through, but you can see there on the tarmac, it is wet. Our temperature is 69. It dropped just a little bit with that last band of rain that came through. Temperatures are going to hold in the mid to upper 70s for us during the day today. Just not going to see a whole lot of change in our temperature. Down here to the south in the Atlantic, we have Tropical Storm Brett. It's moving west 17 with winds at 40 miles per hour. So it's a very weak tropical storm right now, but could develop into a hurricane by late Wednesday into early Thursday. Just briefly, then it begins to weaken again as it travels back to the west. Some of the models have it dissipating here in the Caribbean, so it's something that we'll watch closely. There is another system right behind this that has a good chance of developing too. We'll take a look at that one coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth, we have the WRAL Storm Tracker on the road this morning following that heaviest rain moving through Durham right now. Out on Highway 98, that's where we find meteorologist Peter Sherwood there in the passenger seat. Peter, what kind of conditions are you running into?
Well, right now on Highway 98, Brian, we are seeing some lighter rain compared to what we saw back on 40 in Morrisville earlier this morning. The thing is, we've been tracking this one particular cell since around 7 o'clock this morning. We've seen the rain turn heavy at times, and in some spots, it is lighter. And we are now in one spot where we are seeing some of the lighter rain on Highway 98 towards Durham. Here's the thing, it is still producing some heavy rain, especially out there in Durham and Hillsboro. And I do anticipate as we continue to drive towards the west, the rain will pick up. And we're seeing that right now here from our WRAL Storm Tracker. Take a look at another view here from the camera, and you can see just how heavy the rain is. We are, you know, in a spot where we need the rain, especially for this time of the month. 2 inches will put us to our normal value for the month. The thing is, we need the rain, but we really don't want it for the morning commute, and we have it in place, so you'll need to take it easy and think about ways that you can stay safe and take it easy again for this evening.
All right, Peter, thanks for that live update. And indeed, we are seeing some backups, especially in Durham under that heavy rain. They're on 885, especially as you head between I-40 and I-85. We're seeing some pretty heavy backups in both directions there. About a 10-minute delay showing up on either side, especially on that northbound side. And because of that rain, we're seeing some delays showing up in other parts of the triangle this morning. Just noticing a crash back here in Orange County with some delays building on 40 eastbound, heading away from Hillsborough back down toward Chapel Hill. It's been slow all morning since we saw some heavy rain on the southwest side of Raleigh and in Cary there on 40 westbound, seeing some pretty heavy backups. And on 540 westbound in North Raleigh, we're seeing some significant delays. On 40 right now in South Raleigh, about a 5-minute backup from 440 out toward US 1. More significant delays between US 1 and Wade Avenue. And then once you hit Wade Avenue, you're looking at about a 3-minute slowdown heading out toward the airport and 540.
It's an urgent search and rescue operation, and it continues in the Atlantic Ocean right near the wreckage of the Titanic. A tourist sub with five people on board is missing. The vessel was on its way to that wreckage Sunday when it lost contact with the main ship less than 2 hours after it left. Coast Guard officials say they have only enough oxygen for about 4 days from that time. So the clock is ticking. The tour is conducted by OceanGate Expeditions in Canada. A previous crew member says it is a remarkable adventure that comes with some serious risks.
It's truly a fantastic dive. It's, you know, you're really pushing to the limits of what people are capable of doing.
Among those aboard are a British adventurer, a French diver, and a Pakistani father and son. That's according to social media posts and a family statement.
Well, you can share your thoughts today on plans to build skyscrapers on and around Shaw University's historic campus. It's been a years-long dispute. WREL's Kelsey Coffey is live on campus this morning with the new changes made to those plans. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning. Shaw University, the oldest HBCU in the South, could have some changes to their campus coming very soon because of what you see on that sign right there, the Shaw U redistricting zone. Today, the community will be able to have their opinions heard at another public hearing. Take a look at this video of alumni protesting the changes earlier this month. Advocates and alumni are concerned that the rezoning could damage historic buildings. The university is requesting to add buildings up to 30 stories high to the campus, but developers just agreed to new conditions, like adding affordable housing for students and limiting the height of some buildings to 5 stories. Some Shaw alumni say it's not clear how these changes could impact students.
I would tell them to vote no for the rezoning because our historic buildings are very, very valuable. We don't need a highway going through the campus.
Raleigh City Council will meet today at 1 o'clock. From there, they've got two options: move forward with a vote or take another public hearing. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Two kayakers are safe this morning after being rescued from the Neuse River just hours ago. WREL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene last night as crews worked to get the kayakers to safety. We're told they were on the water near the Neuse River Bridge and New Bern Avenue when they lost their paddles. Nobody was hurt.
Well, an inmate is on the run after escaping from the Orange Correctional Center. Officials say guards noticed William Cooper was missing during a headcount yesterday morning. He's serving a 3-year sentence for larceny in Alamance County. Well, today, Durham City Council will approve the city's budget for the next fiscal year. The budget includes a 2% pay raise for Durham firefighters and police. It also includes a property tax increase to pay for new projects, funding for public schools, raising county staff salaries, and expanding pre-K programs are also included.
A shooting at a mall in Lumberton left one person dead. That shooting happened around 6:30 last night at Biggs Park Mall. Police detained two people who they say left the mall and led officers on a chase. It ended on Interstate 95 near St. Paul's. We're working to find out if those people have been charged.
Well, today, Governor Cooper will meet with education leaders about a funding plan that would affect public schools all across the state. Cooper said Republican lawmakers are backing proposals that would severely cut public school funding. The bills proposed would include more funding for vouchers for private schools. The discussion is happening this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Weston Guilford Middle School in Greensboro.
And at least 20 states have already passed laws banning some or all gender-affirming care for transgender teens. In the final days of this session, North Carolina legislators have decided to put that issue back on the table. Today, the House Health Committee will talk about a possible amendment to Senate Bill 631. It would ban any UNC hospital or other public hospital from providing any type of gender-affirming medical care. They would not be legally allowed to provide gender-affirming surgery of any kind, puberty blockers, or hormone therapy, even with parents' consent. We're learning more about how taking a daily aspirin affects your health. Coming up, we'll tell you about what condition it could cause in adults.
And we're tracking rain across our area. Here's a look at Apex, where the rain has tapered off for now, but the streets are still wet. We'll see more rain for the next several days. I'll show you the timeline and how much you could see.
A13 is the time right now. Welcome back. You're looking live at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Science and watching WRL News and those gray skies up there. We're available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Pretty much what we're going to get right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Many more views over there, all looking the same.
Oh, we're going to see these gray skies all the way until maybe Saturday. As we get into the weekend, we may see a little bit of sunshine breaking out with some afternoon thunderstorms, but not for a while. Goldsboro's looking gray. Apex, the road's starting to dry out a little bit here in Apex. It looks a little bit wetter here in Chapel Hill, but the rain is over in both of those spots, at least for the moment. Here's a look at Durham. We've had a shower just move through Durham. You can see the tarp over the baseball diamond there, trying to keep that dry. Here's a look at the big picture. We do have a band of rain from Durham County stretching back to the north and west. And then we have a wave that's coming up from the south. Ooh, just started to see some lightning there in the southern part of Cumberland County and some new cells that are beginning to develop back again across parts of Wake County and Johnston County. So we'll zoom in. You can see Holly Springs. You're starting to get a little bit of a wave coming in. We have that moving out of Durham and up to the north. You see through Hillsboro. That's headed up toward Roxboro, Creedmoor. Those folks are going to see that rain next. Down to the south, here it is. A little bit of lightning. That's the first lightning that we've seen in our viewing area so far this morning. We'll likely see that on and off. That rain's going to be heavy at times, just in little pockets. But I don't think that we'll see the sort of severe storms that we saw yesterday. We had a tree down in both Durham and Chapel Hill yesterday. And, you know, that's where we saw most of the rain. You can see here along and east of I-95, the light green colors. That's just a trace of rain. But from the Triangle area westward, it was much more significant. They're in the northern part of Chatham County, almost 3 inches. We've seen almost 2 inches in the northern part of Orange County this morning. And then you head off to the east. In Wake County, it's been maybe a quarter of an inch to three quarters of an inch of rain. And we're starting to see that start picking up down in Fayetteville as well. Here's why. This low pressure system spinning around just continues to lift the moisture up into our area. And so this pattern isn't going to change until that low moves out. And it's not going anywhere for the next several days. So here's 2 o'clock this afternoon. We continue to see the waves of rain moving through. It's going to be heavy at times. You might have run into some of that rain yesterday when that front came on in. So pockets of heavy rain and then pockets where it's just going to be quiet for a while. This is 6 a.m. tomorrow. And again, waves of rain just continue to spin around across our viewing area. So no change in the pattern, at least through Friday. That means we'll see several more inches of rain in some places. There's a flash flood watch that's in effect back around the mountains. And then the darker shaded areas where we actually have flash flood warnings in effect now. You can see this red area. That's a high risk for flooding there. Our southwestern counties where we saw some heavier rain yesterday are under a medium risk for flooding. And then that shifts a little farther to the north for tomorrow. But most of the viewing area is looking at a low risk for flooding. Again, the western counties where we've already seen some fairly heavy rain are going to be at greatest risk. This is a look at how much more rain we could see, anywhere from a half an inch to 3 inches more on top of what we've already seen. So some flooding is possible. You want to keep your eye out on streams. Obviously, you don't ever want to drive your car across a flooded road. Tomorrow's the first day of summer. It'll only be 76 degrees with all this rain that we'll see. And then after that, we warm up into the weekend. We're back into the 90s. Sunday, Monday, Brian.
It is 8:16 right now. And as we keep up with that band of heavier rain moving into the north part of Durham. Going to check in with the WRAL storm tracker out there near Duke Street and Roxborough Street in the Bragtown community. And you can see where the windshield wipers are going, and we have some very wet roads out there. That, even if you're not seeing the heavy rain, you're probably going to see wet conditions as you head out this morning throughout the viewing area. So you need to allow that extra time. And just be prepared through the rest of the day. At any point, you could run into some rain and a pocket of heavier rain that could reduce visibility and make driving a little tricky, especially later this afternoon into the evening commute. Want to zoom out and show you where that heaviest rain is. Again, it's along and north of I-85 in Durham County and Orange County. We're still seeing some lingering delays, though, on 885 in Durham this morning, especially on that northbound side, about an 8-minute backup from I-40 up to I-85, just from slow traffic where we saw that heavier rain earlier. We are tracking some delays on 540 westbound this morning in North Raleigh, where we saw some heavier rain earlier as well. And there's a crash at the intersection of Falls of News at Durant Road. Very heavy southbound delays this morning coming in from North Raleigh back down toward that 540 interchange.
Completing the name change at Fort Liberty will take a little more than just replacing the big sign out front. There are a lot of other signs that need changing. Fort Bragg is still displayed all over the place. It could take several months to fix all the signs. State DOT says it didn't want to order all the new signs before it knew everything was decided. A DOT spokesperson says there are about 75 signs that have to be updated. About 30 of them will be torn down and replaced with new ones.
And then about 45 other highway directional signs, they do not need to be replaced. Instead, we'll put a new sticker or seal or overlay over the word Bragg. So the word Bragg will become Liberty, and everything else on that sign will remain the same.
He says that would be a good way to save taxpayers some money, but it's still going to cost about $500,000 to change all the signs. The DOT doesn't have an exact time or when all the signs will be replaced or updated. They do hope to be completed with the project by the end of the year. Today, you can give your input on a newly proposed park in Holly Springs. Town Council is holding a public hearing on the $100 million bond referendum to pay for it. Town leaders began talks in 2021 to build that 56-acre park on Cass Holt Road. The bond would raise the town's property tax rate by 5 cents, which equates to $200 more per year on a $400,000 home. If it's approved, it would go on the ballot this November.
Well, this morning, we're hearing from one of the property owners after the historic McKeithen House was demolished. It happened in Cameron Township Monday. A local church purchased the property several years ago. WRAL previously reported an effort from the community to take ownership of that home. That would have been done through an agreement where the church would donate the house if certain conditions were met.
The house was deteriorating. We had people who would trespass on the property as it was. If someone got hurt there, we were responsible. After all the deadlines were not met, after we had been over backwards, giving them all the access to it, it was time for us to move forward and do what we needed to do to protect the church.
On Facebook, Cameron Historic Preservation Incorporated also noted an agreement for acquiring the property couldn't be reached. The organization thanked people who donated to support the effort to save that historic house.
Airlines are recovering this week after storms to our south over the weekend caused delays and cancellations all across the country. Travel experts say the trouble isn't over either as summer travel is ramping up. So what do you do if your flight is canceled or delayed? In certain circumstances, if your flight is canceled or delayed for a significant amount of time, you might be able to be compensated for it. Be sure to check your airline's policies on that. You can also request to rebook your flight. Some airlines can rebook it at no additional charge or give you a refund for the unused portion of your ticket.
They would prefer you didn't take that refund. And so instead, what they typically are willing to do is to switch you to any other flight.
You can also request a reimbursement. If your flight is significantly affected, airlines can sometimes reimburse you for meals, transportation, and hotel rooms.
Well, taking aspirin daily may lead to anemia in older adults. In a new study, researchers followed more than 18,000 adults, 65 and older. Half took an aspirin a day, while the other half took a placebo. Adults who took aspirin were 20% more likely to be anemic than those who didn't. Recently, experts have backed away from blanket use of aspirin therapy for all older adults. Studies showed it carried an increased risk of major bleeding that usually outweighed benefits in preventing first heart attacks or strokes. While people in Franklin County are trying to preserve history, this theater has stood in Lewisburg since at least the 1930s. A town council member tells WREL its last showing was in 2009, and it has been vacant ever since. A Facebook group has formed with more than 300 supporters with the hopes of preserving and reviving the theater back to how it was when it was thriving. Just take a look at this video from theater's heyday, and this is what residents would love to see again.
So why not give people something to hang on to, people to come back to, and enjoy? I mean, we have to go to Henderson, Wake Forest, Raleigh to see a film.
Well, the county manager says the community is talking about next steps for the site, including possibly using it as part of the future judicial complex.
Mick Jagger is selling his Florida home for $3.5 million. The lead singer for the Rolling Stones originally bought the house with his girlfriend in 2020 for just under $2 million, making a pretty good deal on that. Four-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bath home is located about an hour from Tampa, has its own private heated saltwater pool, dance studio, and media room with a bar. Pretty cool. All right, check this out. A baby seal took a ride with some surfers in San Diego. The pup can be seen hopping from board to board just along for the cruise there. Surfers notified SeaWorld about the encounter, and a team was sent over to evaluate the seal, see if it's ready for the big time. The animal appeared healthy and old enough to be taking care of itself.
That's very cool.
And an early performer.
Yeah. 8:23 now. The urgent search for a submersible that disappeared while on a tour to see the wreckage of the Titanic continues this morning. What crews are doing to find the five missing people and just how much oxygen they may have left.
Plus, what you need to know about a hearing happening today that could change Raleigh's skyline.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. It's a rainy start to the day, and it's going to be a rainy week all week. Let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with how our day is shaping up.
Let's start off with a wide view because we have a couple of pockets of heavy rain. One of those is down to the south, and the other one is beginning to fizzle a little bit as it moves northward away from Durham and Hillsborough. We'll start here. You can see some rain in northern Durham County, northern Orange County. That's moving up toward Person County. But this one is becoming heavier. We have some heavier rain that's in the northern part of Cumberland County. That is lifting on up into Harnett and Johnston County and up toward Wake County as well. Starting to see some more rain around Holly Springs and headed toward Fuquay Varina. So we're going to continue to see pockets of heavy rain today. That chance only goes up as we get into the afternoon. It stays cool with a high of 79, Brian.
Taking a look at radar, zoomed into the triangle here, going to head up to the north side of Durham. The WREL storm tracker is on the road up in northern Durham County on 501, and you can see where the rain is coming down there. Wet roads throughout the region this morning, and in some areas you're going to run into some pockets of some heavier rain. That's possible through the day, so you need to slow down and be prepared for that. Taking a look around the triangle on our live sensors, we are picking up some delays on 885 in both directions, especially on that northbound side. Also look out for some lingering backups on 40 westbound through West Raleigh and a crash in North Raleigh at Falls of News Road at Durant Road.
We're just hours away from a controversial vote on Shaw University's rezoning proposal. Advocates and university alumni are concerned the project could damage historic buildings. City Council will meet today. The meeting will be open to the public. Next on Fox 50, we'll check back in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. With all this rain coming through, she'll update us. And ahead on today, a sit-down with LGBTQ athletes changing the landscape for college sports.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Rain is coming down heavily in pockets. One of those down to the south. One of those to the north is beginning to fizzle out. But we have so much more rain in our forecast. I'll show you the timeline and how much.
Trapped in a sub in the middle of the ocean with only enough oxygen for a couple more days, the race against time to find five people who disappeared on their way to tour the Titanic.
We're live at Shaw University with more on the potential changes coming to campus that have alumni saying they've had enough and the next opportunity for their voices to be heard.
Big stories are following here for you on your Tuesday morning. It's 8:30. Thanks for making us part of your day. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. You talked about the rain. We could hear the rain sometimes on the roof. Let's get back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRO Severe Weather Center, with the big picture and how this all shapes out.
You know, it's interesting because there is a large amount of real estate in our viewing area where we're not seeing rain. But we will continue to see pockets of rain moving through. A bit different than yesterday. We had a big line of thunderstorms that came blowing in from the west, knocked down a few trees around Durham and Chapel Hill. Today, we're going to see the flow coming up out of the south, and in pockets, that rain is going to be heavy, but you won't see it all day long. However, if you find yourself under one of those showers, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be awfully wet. Let's head down to the south and right around Fayetteville, moving toward Wade, Spring Lake, and then up around Benson into Lillington and Dunn. We're starting to see more of these little cells beginning to bubble up. Some of that's starting to work its way back into Wake County. So that's the way things are going to go all day. We're going to have pockets of heavy rain, and then we're going to have some dry periods as well. We take it through time, and you can see as we move toward lunchtime, more of the rain developing down to the south, lifting to the north. We may have some more coverage around the time of the evening commute. Then it may back off again during the evening, but we'll repeat this again tomorrow, as well as Thursday and Friday. Temperatures will be cooler today with the rain and the cloud cover. We'll see highs only in the upper 70s. And of course, yesterday, we had Tropical Storm Brett develop down in the Atlantic. That storm is moving to the west at 17. It has winds at 40 miles per hour, and it is likely to continue along this westerly track. It may become a hurricane late Wednesday into early Thursday, but as it moves westward, it looks like it's going to move into an area that's less favorable for development. It may fizzle out, but there's another system behind it that has the potential to develop, and so we'll take a closer look at that one coming up in just a little while, Brian.
It is 8:32. When I take you on the road to check in with WRL Storm Tracker this morning up on the northern side of Durham County. They're heading up 301 toward the Person County line there, where we've seen some heavier rain this morning. And as we take a look at that live picture there on 501, you can see we're still seeing the rain falling, the windshield wipers going. A reminder to slow down, take it easy as you head out this morning, increase your following distance. And in some spots where you run into a shower, you could run into some pretty heavy rainfall. Want to take a look here at dual Doppler 5000, zooming into the southern or southeastern side of Wake County, heading into Garner from the Cleveland community on up into the south part of Garner along Highway 50, Highway 42. You're seeing some pretty heavy rain right now, and that's going to head on up toward Business 70 and on into the south side of Raleigh here over the next little while. Also watching these showers moving into the southwestern side of Wake County out toward Moncure and eventually on toward Holly Springs and Apex. We're just going to be dealing with rounds of these showers through the day, maybe a rumble of thunder here and there, and again, pockets of heavy rain. Taking a look at our live sensors, we're still picking up some delays in both directions of 885 in Durham. Some slowdowns on 40 westbound around the US 1 interchange and heading out toward the airport. Up on the north side of Raleigh, watch for a crash getting cleared right now from Falls of Neuse Road at Durant Road. Looks like our delays are starting to ease up a little bit as you head toward 540.
Thanks, Brian. You can share your thoughts today on plans to build skyscrapers on and around Shaw University's historic campus. It's been a dispute for years, though. WRS Kelsey Coffey is live on campus with the new changes made to these plans. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning. Shaw University is the oldest HBCU in the South, but we could see some changes happening to their campus very soon. That's because of what you see right there on that sign, Shaw U Redistricting Zone. Today, the community will be able to share their opinion at another public hearing. Take a look at this video of alumni protesting those changes earlier this month. Advocates and alumni are concerned that the rezoning could damage historic buildings. The university is requesting to add buildings up to 30 stories high to the campus, but developers just agreed to new conditions like adding affordable housing for students and limiting the height of some buildings to only 5 stories. Some Shaw alumni say it's not clear how these changes would impact students.
That is our main objective, is to show us what's going to be on campus. When you say 20, 30, 40 story buildings, then you're not telling us where are the students. The students are very, very important, you know, and also the historic buildings are very important.
Raleigh City Council will meet today at 1 o'clock. From there, they've had 2 options. One is to move forward with a vote, and another is to move forward with another public hearing. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Well, two kayakers are saved this morning after being rescued from the Neuse River just hours ago. The WREL breaking news tracker was on that scene last night as crews worked to get those kayakers to safety. We're told the kayakers were on the water near the Neuse River Bridge and New Bern Avenue when they lost their paddles. No one was hurt.
Today, Durham City Council will approve the city's budget for the next fiscal year. The budget includes a 2% pay raise for Durham firefighters and police. It also includes a property tax increase to pay for new projects, funding for public schools, raising county staff salaries, and expanding pre-K programs is also included.
Well, you'll soon be able to walk around more of downtown Raleigh with an adult beverage in hand. Today, the city council is expected to approve an expansion of the Sip and Stroll Social District. The district's borders and hours will be extended. Right now, it covers the area from the state capitol to the Performing Arts Center and between City Market and the Warehouse District. If approved, the changes will go into effect August 15th, the one-year anniversary of that social district.
Property taxes are going down for people who live in what's been the fastest growing county in the state for the last 10 years. Johnson County Board of Commissioners made the announcement last night. Here's what it means for homeowners. The rate will drop from 73 to 69 cents per $100 in property value. So if your home is worth $300,000, you'd save about $120 a year. Homeowners in the area are grateful.
I think it's a great thing. With all the expansion that's going on with 7540 coming through here, they say that Johnson County is one of the is going to be the fifth fastest growing county in North Carolina. So with more people moving to the area, that's a good thing.
Another good thing, even with the drop in property taxes, commissioners say the budget still addresses all the county's needs, including education and public safety.
We have new information about the alienation of affection lawsuit filed against North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore. The 22-page lawsuit accuses Speaker Moore of having an affair with a married woman who works in state government. Moore told WREL the lawsuit is baseless. Apex resident Scott Lasseter once ran for a state House seat. He accuses Speaker Moore of using his position to entice Lasseter's wife, Jamie. Well, this is a photo that Lasseter claims to show Moore and Jamie Lasseter leaving Sullivan's Steakhouse in Raleigh after dinner. According to the lawsuit, Lasseter's wife said she was going to the movies with girlfriends that night. North Carolina is one of six states that allows a husband or wife to sue a person who had an affair with their spouse.
Right now, we only get to see the plaintiff side of things. So the defendant will have an opportunity and will file an answer and counterclaim.
Well, that was Lindsay Willis from the Rosen Law Firm. Now, she says depositions will be taken for Moore, Jamie Lasseter, and potentially third-party witnesses. WREL received this statement from Jamie Lasseter's attorney today, calling this outrageous and defamatory suit.
The urgent search continues for a submersible that disappeared while on a tour to see the wreckage of the Titanic. Up next, what we've learned about some of the people on board.
Also going to explain how license plates are being used to target women traveling to get abortions.
And we have a live look for you outside Goldsboro this morning. Good morning to you. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WREL Severe Weather Center, tracking another round of this rain coming through.
Now, a pleasant good morning to our loyal viewers up there in Lewisburg. You look out your window this morning, you're under a bit of cloud cover. Depending on where you are watching us, you're experiencing some rain showers as well. Let's get to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. Elizabeth.
So it's dry in some places, as we saw in Lewisburg. As a matter of fact, Lewisburg has not been at all in the line of any of these bands of rain that have come through this morning. So lots of dry real estate out there right now, but not everybody. And when you do see one of these bands of rain coming through, it's been heavy. So you might end up, especially if you were in a place yesterday where it was raining heavily, you may start to see some streams come up, especially over the next day or two. And of course, we're dealing with some rain that was moving across the Triangle area, beginning to weaken a little bit in our northern counties, north of I-85. But this band that's coming up out of South Carolina continues to be fairly heavy. There was a little bit of lightning with this about 20 minutes or so ago, but none of it has continued. So this is just a band of some heavy rain. We're starting to see more of that rain down here around Harris Lake, around Fuquay, Varina, Holly Springs, and then this band moving up, about to head up through Garner and Raleigh. It does look like it's weakening just a little bit. Here's the big picture. We have this low pressure system spinning around. It's going to sit here. It is stalled out. It's cut off from the main flow that would normally push it east and out of here. So we're going to be dealing with this pattern at least through Friday and possibly even into the weekend. Here's a look at Futurecast. And of course, you can see our potential for showers continues on and off through the afternoon. There's 3 o'clock. There's 5 o'clock. Just going to see this rain rotating around that low that's back to our west. Same story again tomorrow. There's 8 a.m. We'll pause it at noon, which looks a little bit lighter, but then more rain on through the afternoon. A few embedded thunderstorms are possible, but we're not likely to see any more severe weather with this. Flooding would be our next biggest concern. It is a low risk for most of it for the next several days. Now, it's a little higher back to the west where we saw more rain yesterday, and we could end up seeing another 2 to 2.5 inches from the Triangle area westward. Could see as much as 2 inches in Goldsboro, anywhere between 1.5 and 3 inches between now and the time we get to Saturday. I'm going to take a break from talking about the rain just for 1 second. Downtown Raleigh here at City Plaza, they're going to be giving away free ice cream. Every scoop of ice cream they give away is $1 to the Salvation Army. I feel so bad. They're setting it up right now. It's not the best day for ice cream, but if you happen to be in downtown Raleigh or nearby, go grab a free scoop of ice cream. I'll be down there too, actually, starting at 1:30 this afternoon. 69 right now, so it's definitely cool. We're going to see 79 for the high in Raleigh, 77 in Durham, and 80 in Fayetteville. Our cool temperatures continue as long as this pattern sticks around, but by Saturday, we're starting to see temperatures back a little closer to normal. Right here is Tropical Storm Brett, which is moving west at 17 with winds at 40 miles per hour. And the track of that storm is due west across the Leeward Islands and into the Caribbean. At this point, it doesn't look like it's going to curve northward. We'll keep our eye on it. It may become a hurricane briefly Wednesday night and Thursday morning, but as it travels west, it moves into an area where it's just not likely to continue to sustain that sort of strength. We do have another system that's coming off the coast of Africa right behind Brett with an 80% chance of developing, and that one looks like it might swing up to the north. We'll continue to watch that. Tomorrow's the first day of summer and the coolest day of the week with a high of only 76 degrees. Our potential for rain tapers off as we get into the weekend, but we may end up with some afternoon and evening thunderstorms. We're back into the 90s, which will be good ice cream weather, but still, come out today if you can.
Is there bad ice cream weather? I mean, honestly. An urgent search out there and rescue mission is underway this morning as crews try to find a tourist submersible that disappeared while looking at the wreckage of the Titanic. Time is ticking down on this because the vessel only has about 4 days from when it left of emergency capabilities, and it's been missing since Sunday. Officials say 5 people are on board. This is file video of a submersible. It's unclear if this is the same model that's missing right now in the North Atlantic. It's right off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
At the same time, we launched a C-130 aircraft to conduct an aerial search, both visual and radar, of the scene. We've subsequently coordinated with the Canadian Coast Guard and Canadian Armed Forces to deploy additional assets to the scene.
It's very close to Nova Scotia as well. OceanGate is the company that owns the missing vessel. The company released a statement saying, part of it, we are exploring and mobilizing all options to bring the crew back safely. Our entire focus is on the crew members in the submersible and their families.
You know, Jeff, we're learning more about the people on board that submersible. The family of Shah Zara Dawood and his son Suleiman confirmed they're part of that expedition. The father is on the board of trustees of the City Institute in California, a nonprofit research organization. In a statement, their family said, "We are very grateful for the concern being shown by our colleagues and friends and would like to request everyone to pray for their safety."
All new this morning, dramatic moments caught on camera when a deputy is sucked into a storm drain while trying to rescue someone. I want to warn you, this is a tough video to watch here.
David, can you believe what just happened to us? You okay, buddy?
Yeah, there he was. It happened in Escambia County, Florida. A driver got stranded in floodwaters there when the deputy jumped in to help, but the rushing water swept both of them away. And about 30 seconds later, they surfaced about 100 feet away. So what a rescue that must have been. Sheriff's office says they are lucky to be alive.
And we're getting a new look at storm damage and tornadoes in Mississippi. This video shows a large funnel cloud in the distance there, taken in Moss Point Monday afternoon. The storm that ripped through that area left widespread damage from downed trees to power lines, even homes destroyed. The storm left nearly 5,000 people and customers without power. Well, some people in our area are waking up this morning to some damage in and of itself, and we prepare for another round of rain. The WRAL Storm Tracker captured this video Monday evening. You can see heavy rain pouring down all across the viewing area. There's very low visibility at some points while on Highway 64 in Chatham County. The storm also hit Durham County as well. A large tree came down on a bus stop on Leon Street and a similar situation on Medford Road near Coal Mill Road.
It's no secret surveillance devices are prevalent during our day-to-day operations, and the newest war on privacy is over car license plates and tracking women who may be driving to get an abortion. Here's Ann Thompson with what we need to know about this.
If it feels like you are being tracked, it may be because you are. At red lights, going in and out of the office, on your smartphone. But what if you could be tracked seeking a legal abortion simply by your license plate?
I don't think people realize how much of their personal data is collected, that their whereabouts are tracked.
That's why Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulius backs what he says is a first-in-the-nation bill to outlaw sharing or selling license plate data for women seeking abortions.
Who has access to license plate trackers?
A number of private and public entities have this personal sensitive data.
Data he fears could be weaponized as some states try to criminalize helping someone get an abortion, even in a state where it is legal. Three other states have passed laws aimed at protecting health data from such efforts.
When they travel, whether it's to an abortion clinic or the grocery store, we need to make sure this data is protected.
Illinois Right to Life Executive Director Mary Kate Zander opposes abortion.
Do you think this bill is necessary?
I think it's unnecessary. They're trying to create a narrative around what the pro-life movement may or may not be doing.
She says her organization is not trying to criminalize women seeking the procedure.
Is the Right to Life movement tracking license plates of women?
No.
Absolutely.
Absolutely not.
Has it done that in the past?
No.
Do you see it doing that in the future?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's just not a tactic that we would use.
With a quarter of their patients now from out of state, Illinois Planned Parenthood CEO Jennifer Welch is not convinced.
Patients need to know that when they come for health care, that information won't be shared with anybody, law enforcement, activists, anybody else.
Data collection and privacy, a new frontier in the nation's fight over abortion rights.
Certainly is a new frontier. That was Ann Thompson reporting.
Well, the CDC is reporting 1 in 5 adults have experienced depression. Data from 2020 shows that over 18% of Americans say they've been diagnosed with the disease. It also shows where you live can have a big impact. Hawaii has the lowest amount of residents who have been diagnosed with depression. West Virginia has the highest. Other states with the highest percentages were in Kentucky, Louisiana, and Alabama. A new casino just across the state line in Virginia is bringing in big money, and a lot of it is coming from right here in our state. Two-thirds of the cards in this parking lot at the Danville Casino were from North Carolina. Caesars opened the temporary casino inside a tent on May 15th. The Virginia Lottery says Caesars brought in $12 million in gaming revenue in the first 2 weeks. One study estimates North Carolinians will spend about $259 million a year in Virginia's new border casinos. Well, starting today, meals will be available for kids in Durham who are out of school for the summer. Durham Public Schools Summer Foods Program offers free meals for qualified kids at any approved site. The library is hosting a kickoff event from noon to 1 today at the Oxford Manor Rec Center. That's on Keystone Place. The County Library's Bookmobile will be there as well, along with some meals mascot Ray and a whole lot more family fun. Students will be able to get meals through August 4th.
For the first time, people visiting Rome will be able to walk all around the site of Julius Caesar's assassination. This square contains the ruins of four ancient temples. The archaeological site was previously only able to be seen from the street, with railings keeping people from getting too close. Starting today, people visiting there can use a new walkway and move right through that site. Julius Caesar was believed to have been killed in that square in 44 BC by a rival group of senators.
Well, you know, sometimes families are chosen. That's the case for a bald eagle and a baby hawk in Northern California. Take a look at what we're talking about here. A baby red-tailed hawk was spotted in a nest being cared for by a pair of eagles last month by a photographer. And that photographer started to visit that nest every month, capturing how the bald eagles appear to be feeding and caring for the hawklet along with their own eaglet. The eaglet has been named Lola, and the hawklet is being called Tuffy, too. Well, before we head to break here, a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll get a check of weather and traffic after the break.